Mexican military finds fentanyl lab despite president's claims his country doesn't make it. By Cartel Chronicles on April 12, 2023. While Mexico's president continues to claim that his country does not produce fentanyl, the Mexican military revealed they raided a lab in Sinaloa being used to manufacture fentanyl and methamphetamines. The seizure took place late last week in Culiacán, Sinaloa, where federal authorities raided a home in the Ampliación El Barrio neighborhood. During that raid, authorities found over 250 pounds of fentanyl pills, more than 5 pounds of fentanyl powder, over 75 pounds of fentanyl paste, 7 pounds of heroin, and several chemicals used to manufacture synthetic drugs. El Ejército localizó un centro de procesamiento de hashtag fentanilo en inmueble de la colonia Ampliación del Barrio, en Culiacán, Sinaloa. La AT said una MX incautó 120 kilos de pastillas de fentanilo de color SYKC 40 kilos en polvo y pasta. Una máquina mezcladora y una table de dura. pic.twitter.com/WTWPK8554N. Fuerza Informativa Azteca, at Azteca Noticias, April 8, 2023. The discovery of the lab follows repeated public claims by Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador that his country does not produce fentanyl and that the current opioid crisis is a U.S. problem. As Breitbart Texas reported, most recently López Obrador sent a letter to China telling them to do more to stop the flow of fentanyl into Mexico. China responded that there is no illegal trade of that drug between their country and Mexico. Despite López Obrador's claims, earlier this year, Mexico's military announced the raid of a fentanyl production facility in one of the largest methamphetamine labs in Sinaloa. According to information from the military at the time, during that seizure in February, officials seized more than 270 pounds of granulated fentanyl, almost 630,000 fentanyl pills, more than 220 pounds of methamphetamine, and several chemicals used for its manufacture. Mexico's foreign relations minister and presidential hopeful Marcelo Ebrard publicly claimed that Mexico is the country that does the most in stopping the worldwide flow of fentanyl into the U.S. According to Ebrard, Mexico has made record seizures of the drugs as well as of its precursors, even though fentanyl is a U.S. problem. According to the National Institute of Health, the U.S. had more than 70,000 opioid overdose deaths in 2021, with the majority of them being caused by fentanyl. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.